message you're about to listen to is by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, and it's titled, The Flood of Unending Favor, and it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutemeta, Lagos. God bless you as you listen.
Father, we just want to say thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I'd like you to grab the hand of your neighbor and say, Father, arise. Send helper of destiny to this my neighbor. Father, arise. Show him or her uncommon and unusual favor. Father, arise. Decorate his life with multiple testimonies in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, and decorate this my neighbor with multiple testimonies, multiple joy, multiple anointing, multiple favor. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your glory come over this my brother. In the name of Jesus, I pray, my Father, you arise on his behalf. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise for him. Send the help of destiny. Send the help of favor. Oh God, let your unusual favor speak for him. In Jesus mighty name we pray.
We're
going to pray and say, Father, where this my neighbor is not known, Holy Spirit introduces him. Introduce his name. What he required to fulfill his destiny, oh God, supply for him. In the name of Jesus, where this my brother is not known, Holy Spirit of the Lord, Lord, mention him there. In the name of Jesus, Lord Almighty, let it be for him. Let it be for him. Let it be for him. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be for him. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That amen is more than that.
Amen.
One more prayer for your neighbor. You are going to say, my Father, this my neighbor I'm holding, this particular month, let him have unending favor. This particular month, open a book of remembrance for him. This particular month, Lord, let your power tabernacle with him. This particular month, let his unending be his portion. This particular month, oh God of heaven, remember him for good. This particular month, dismiss all his problems. This particular month, solve all his problems. This particular month, open a new chapter for him. This particular month, show your face of glory to him. This particular month, let him be preferred. Show him favor. Prefer him above others. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let it be. Thank you, my mighty maker. What a good God that you are. What a great God that you are. Oh Lord, let your name be glorified. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Now put,
you are going to pray two prayers for yourself.
You want
to say, my Father, this particular month, keep the doors of my blessing open perpetually. Let the door of your glory open in my life. Let the door of connection open in my life. Let the door of lifting open in my life. Let the door of success open in my life. Oh God, this particular month, the door of help us. I decree, Lord Almighty, the doors of my blessing will be open. My gate will be open. Gate of joy. Oh Lord, from this day and from this month, men and women will call me City of Zion. The only one of Israel. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. This particular man, make me your eternal excellency, oh God.
And saw me there to tire.
This day onward, oh God, let kings and mighty nation come
and bow
in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise.
Oh Lord, did they for me?
Let peace and righteousness, my leader, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, there will not be any day of mourning in my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring all my prayer to pass. Thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Finally, I want you to pray the prayer that is in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 16. I'm going to pray and say, oh God, arise. Make me an eternal excellency. The joy of many generations. In the name of Jesus. Make my family eternal excellency.
And
joy of many generations. Let kings and powerful men come and into the light of my shining in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn that to prayer for yourself. Oh God, arise. Make me eternal excellency and the joy of many generations. Isaiah 60:15 is the prayer. Make me, O God. Make me, O God, an eternal excellence. And the joy of many generations. Thank you, my Father. We bless and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord.
O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name.
We are so grateful and we are thankful to you, our Father. Thank you because you are the Lord of the universe. You remain the mighty one, the Holy One of Israel. Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are here for the fourth Sunday of prophetic fourth Sunday. And we know that you have something specifically for us. Everyone here this morning, Lord,
oh, not your muki ayo wa ni di muse. Ti yo mu ogo ba aye wa. E wa se fun wa loruko Jesu. Olukuluku labi akoso mi. Agbadura pe laaro yi. E o ba wa pade. Ni gege ibi aini wa loruko Jesu. Olorun aye aye an bebe. O na to je pe nikan le le se. E se loruko Jesu. Baba e mu awon aisan larada. E tu awon ti ato wa no idesile.
Father Lord, as I have something to say this morning, we ask that the power of God will take over in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that this particular day, you will open the book of remembrance. Every prayer point we have raised, and all prayer point we have raised, the Lord will hear and answer. Answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. And we ask that this particular day, Lord, you will do that which only you can do in our life. Your great name will be praised. Thank you, Father. Everyone who came here sick, heal them in the name of Jesus. Those who are under oppression, remove every oppressive force in the name of Jesus. Open a new chapter for a remembrance for someone in the name of Jesus. At the end of this service today, let us have reason to praise you. Thank you, Eternal Father. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let someone say, Amen. Let someone say Amen. Walk up to three people and tell them unending and uncommon favor will be your portion. Hallelujah. Amen. And please take your seat. God just lay as king and queens. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to bless the name of the Lord for our fathers and our mommy in the house. Our mommy, our daddy, hey, Akindele is there. Our mommy, Akindele, daddy, Emo Joe, our mommy, Emo Joe is there. Thank you. God bless you.
Today is the fourth Sunday.
Of a prophetic Sunday. And we have been talking about the flood of unending favor. And that's what I'm going to speak upon today also. Join my little one with all the things that the men and women of God has talked about before. Genesis chapter 27, verse 27 to 29.
Genesis 27,
verse 27 to
29.
And he came near and kissed him, and he said, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth
and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nation bow down to thee. The Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Curse thee everyone that curseth thee, and bless thee he that blesseth thee. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. We can as well close the service. Because that's a blessing from the Lord. Favor, unending favor. Flood of unending favor. What is flood? Flow. What is favor? Undeserved blessing. Partiality, preference. God has to help me with the interpreter this morning. Now, preference. Just move into the middle of the crowd and you pick somebody. And when you talk about unending, you are talking about forever, uncommon. And to get that kind of labor, I mean that kind of favor is not by labor. The Bible said, Jacob received the blessing from his father. He received generational blessing from his father. Jacob was not the rightful person to receive the blessing, but the grace qualified him to become the candidate for the blessing. I pray that grace will qualify somebody in the house this morning in the name of Jesus. Unending favor is a special preference. An act of grace flowing from the throne of God to someone that God has selected. And this type of favor does not relate to your age, your sex, your position in the society. It doesn't relate to your title or physical appearance or educational background. When you look at the first Samuel chapter 16, verse 4 to 10. First Samuel 16, 4 to 10. David was an example of this favor. In verse 11 and 12, the Bible said, the prophet said, we have to wait for this boy. The kind of favor that picked Daniel out of the multitude in the land of captivity. I pray that God will show somebody unending favor in the name of Jesus. What is unending favor? It is uncommon, unusual, classic, special, superlative, sporadic, unstoppable, high, bogus. That is the type of favor God will give to you in the name of Jesus. It is the kind of favor that comes from above. It is the favor that does not follow due processes. It is a favor that ignores your mistake and your weaknesses. It is the one that human being cannot comprehend. Uncommon favor that make himself known in your situation. It's the favor that promotes you beyond imagination. I pray for someone here listening to me this morning. God will give you that type of unending favor in the name of Jesus. I said God will give you that kind of favor in the name of Jesus. You have drink. I have mentioned in this church before. You have three kind of favor. Favor by availability, because you are the one that is available. Favor by merit. The one you really desire. And there is this one we are talking about, unending, uncommon favor. I mean, you are not just qualified for it, but God anyway deliver it to you. I pray that God will give it to someone in Jesus' name. What are the analyses of this flood or of an ending favor? When a man is selected for something good among those, among qualified counterparts. For example, Esther. When they wanted to select queens, so many beautiful ladies came together. But in Esther chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, Esther chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. In verse 17 specifically, and the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Among many people who are qualified, but somehow God found you worthy. So many people are qualified for that position, but you are selected. When a man is choosing to, I mean, for a position that is not naturally qualified for, especially among better options. David's case was an example. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, 11 to 13. 1 Samuel 16, 11 to 13. David was the least qualified. The brothers were there, but this boy was picked because of the flood of unending favor. Nobody remembers him, but God in his infinite power remembers that there is a boy in the bush that needs this flood of unending favor. I pray for someone here, the Lord that remembered David, that same God will remember you in the name of Jesus. When a man seeks the face of God in prayer and have his prayer request granted, people, an example is Jabez. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, Jabez was called the son of sorrow. Nobody knows what exactly happened when he was born, but he was carrying this stigma all about, son of sorrow, everywhere he goes. But one day the boy said, I'm tired. I can no longer bear this again. I can no longer carry this load again. And the Bible said he went to the house of God and he prayed, and the Bible said God answered him all his requests, and God changed his name from son of sorrow to honorable. This to me is an unending favor. Somebody who has stigma of evil, just in a slip of heart, in a tongue, and his destiny was transformed. There's someone here in the house today. Every evil stigma in your life shall be cleared by the unending favor of God in Jesus' name. When help is made available to a man at the time that the earth is not coming anywhere, and a man by the pool of Bethesda is an example. John chapter 5, but one to a level. The man has been there for 38 years. And every time he has 38 opportunity to be healed, but the things kept from him. But one day, unending favor located him. When you read the story, the Bible said there are so many people there with different disease. But Jesus went there, moved from one person to another. He dodged the other person. And when they got to this man, he asked him, "Will you want to be healed?" And that was the last day. That was the last day for his infirmity. And may God be healing. Somebody is in the house today. The healing you have been waiting for. Today, God will deliver it to you in the name of Jesus. When a man is called by God to great work, when he's not thinking about God. And I saw Paul in this category. Paul the Apostle, Acts of the Apostle, chapter 9, 1 to 6. This man was a persecutor of the church. But why he was not thinking about doing the work of the Lord? Why he was not thinking that favor will look at his side? Favor visited him and took him and made him an instrument. When a man is guided to take a little effort that lead to great achievement. And I saw Peter has fished all night. He got nothing. But Jesus came to him. He was not the one looking for Jesus. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. Jesus visited where he was laboring. And asked him, when they have finished speaking, can you throw your net? And he said, "Master, I have toiled all night. I have caught nothing. But because you said it, I will throw one net." And also his labor turned to favor. Somebody is here this morning. All your labor will be converted to favor in the name of Jesus. I said all your labor will be converted to favor in the name of Jesus. Now, when you talk about favor, it's favor that took the man like Moses. From the backside of the desert to be able to lead the people out of the land of captivity. The man was not thinking, because when he was sentenced to that particular desert, he thought, "I hope it's gone. Everything is lost." Favor brought David from the desert and make him a king. Favor remember Jacob and got the blessing he never deserved. Favor of God will single you out in the name of Jesus. When you talk about Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 52. The Bible said this man was by the roadside begging. The story has not stopped amazing me. Jesus moved into Jericho. And he was going out of Jericho. I keep wondering, what has he going to do in Jericho? The multitude also follow him. But this particular man, where he was begging, shouted, "Jesus of Nazareth." And the Bible said, that particular day, Jesus stand still. Jesus actually said, "Bring him to me." And he restored his sight. I pray that the favor of God will locate your life in the name of Jesus. Everyone in life, you need this favor physically, because you cannot do meaningful thing in life without this unending favor. You need the favor physically to be able to reward the labor of your hand. Because not of him that runneth, not of him that willeth, but him that sweat grace. You need the favor of God physically. You can see that in the book of John chapter 5 verse 2 to 9. We need the favor materially. According to Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. You need the favor maritally. Favor maritally. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. He that founded the wife founded a good thing. And if you have founded the wife, in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 20. It talks about Sarah, how God answered Anna. She got uncommon favor to have Samuel. I pray that someone here, God will show you favor in the name of Jesus. We need this unending favor mentally. James 1:5 said, if anyone needs wisdom, let him ask. And Daniel chapter 2 verse 20. He talks about how Daniel and all the three Hebrews, they were found 10 times better than the rest of the students. You need the favor in your examination. You need the favor to be able to move forward in life. The God of heaven will show you that favor in the name of Jesus. How can I get this favor we are talking about? That's where I want to emphasize. And what will this unending favor do in your life? What qualifies me? What qualifies you for this flood of unending favor? The first thing we need to do in life, you must shun sin. You must repent of all your sin. You must be a believer. You must be somebody who has been washed by the blood of Jesus. Because what is born of the flesh is flesh. Except a man be born again, he cannot enjoy the blessing of the kingdom. Very, very important. And you can make it a day this morning if you are yet to be born again. Number two, strong decision for the Lord, no matter what others are doing. Strong decision for the Lord, no matter what others are doing. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 25 to 26. Exodus 32. Verse 25 to 26. The Bible talks about as a result of Levites were choosing as the Lord's property instead of the firstborn. You must align with the will and the counsel of the Lord. You remember the case of Rahab? A good example in Joshua chapter 6 verse 25. Joshua 6:25. She aligned with the Lord. Everyone that wants to enjoy the flood of unending favor, you must align with the counsel of God. You must make decision to follow him. Everyone that will enjoy his blessing, everyone that will enjoy everything that belongs to the kingdom, you must align with him. Make a decision. You don't know what other people are thinking. You don't know what they want from the Lord. You don't know their heart desire. But at least you know what is in your heart. Strong decision for the Lord. How do I enjoy this flood of unending favor? Number three. Constant fellowship with the Father. Constant fellowship with the Father. In Genesis 39, 21 to 22. Joseph.
Joseph.
Had God constantly on his side. But this particular boy
Joseph
was also with his father. Constant fellowshiping, keeping the company of his father. The Bible talks to us in Mark 3. Verse 14. Mark 3:14. He ordained 12 that they might be with him. After they have stayed long with him, they can go and manifest the glory of God. You want the coat of many colors like Joseph? You want to be a favorite child like Joseph? There must be regular and constant fellowship. This is where people who come to church on Sunday are faulted. You are to remain in the presence of God consistently. You are to fellowship with him regularly, so that the light of his the light of his countenance could be upon your life. Judah was chosen out of the 12 people because of regular fellowship with him. Anyone who wants to enjoy the flood of unending favor, constant fellowship, regular fellowship, unending, unbroken fellowship. Number four, how do I qualify? We need to get rid of pride. Satan was the anointed cherub, but he was chased out of heaven because of pride. He was placed in a position high, but he couldn't maintain it. The Bible said God will give grace and favor inclusive to the humble, but he resists the proud. When you read the story of Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5, reading from verse 1 to 20, 2 Kings chapter 5, 1 to 20, Naaman was almost losing the favor of the selective miracle. And you know why? When he got to the prophet, and the prophet told him, go and wash in that river, he told himself, there are better rivers. That means he has his mindset before he left home. This is the way I want God to do my miracle. This is the way I want God to do it. He will have missed his miracle because of pride. But God had mercy on him. May I say to you, sir, man, there is nothing we are in life that is not given to us by God. Your good home, your beautiful, handsome face, that you are still standing on your feet, that you are able to think properly as a human being, everything you have is given to you by God. And we must humble ourselves according to the word of God under the mighty hand of that God. Anyone who wants to enjoy this on flood of unending favor, we must get rid of pride. The Bible says pride I mean, goeth before destruction. Everything you have, everything you will have, is still traceable to him. Anyone who wants to enjoy this favor we are talking about must get rid of pride. Number five, be a giver. Do away with stinginess and lack of giving. Those who know how to give are always abandoned in the favor of God. The story of the widow of Zarephath and that Shunammite woman, they received divine favor because they gave sacrificially. Anyone who enjoy this flood of unending favor, we must learn how to communicate back. We are living in the world that people want to get. They just want to get. But you see, life is about giving. The only river that is called the Dead Sea is the one that gets and never give up. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12. God said, when you give, I will open the windows of heaven and pour upon you blessings. And this is for those who are faithful. When we talk about giving, we are not just talking about just one giving. Yes, tithe and offering is there. And every communicating to your neighbor is also there. That is when God will open windows and pour you blessings that you are not able to, that you don't have enough room to receive. Anyone who wants to enjoy flood of unending favor must be a giver. Number six. How do I qualify? You need to be faithful to the service of God. Everyone who is born again, everyone called according to his purpose, everyone who has the Spirit of God dwelling in him or her, you are called for service. Let my people go that they may serve me. The reason why those of us who are born again, we are not in heaven yet, it's because he wants us to serve others. I don't know what he wants me to do. Jesus, when he was going, he said, go ye into the world and preach. Tell other people about what you have received from him. I don't know what to say to them, but you know what God has done in your life. I don't know how to say it. Say it anyhow. I don't know what duration. Use any time available for you. Faithfulness in what you are given to do. The wife of the late prophet in the Bible enjoy favor of God due to the faithfulness of her husband in God's service. When the woman came to the prophet, she said, you know, the son of prophet, my husband, died and he was faithful to God. Everyone that is faithful in the service, if you are born again and you belong to this house, you are called to serve in your own capacity. Many people didn't know that those of you who are accountant and you are a believer, you are in a service for the Lord, you are a lawyer and you are born again, you are in the service for the Lord, you are a doctor, you are born again, you are in the service for the Lord, you are a driver and you are born again, you are in the service for the Lord, you are a carpenter and you are born again, you are in the service for the Lord. Whatsoever is your profession, use the same to communicate the gospel to others. Be faithful in winning others. Be faithful in becoming a solution to problem of order. Be faithful in making sure that the light of others are lighting. Be faithful to bring light into the darkness of people. I pray that from today you will enjoy unending favor in the name of Jesus. Number 7. Cry out for favor. Cry out for favor. Cry out for unending favor. You need to shun prayerlessness. Prayer remains one of the most effective keys to unlock the door of favor. You may come to church regularly, but you also need to communicate with God regularly. Don't assume God knows the heart. The first time in history, when God does for man, or he did something for man, the man came back to blame him. It was God in Genesis who determined Adam need a wife. When God now said, why did you sin? He said, God, you know, the woman you gave to me. And what is the implication of that? I wasn't asking you for a woman. You are the one who gave the wife to me. And so God determined from that, anything human being didn't ask, I will not give it. That is the emphasis Jesus made when he came to the earth. He said, you didn't receive because you didn't ask. When you look at the emphasis Jesus made in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, he said, ask. Now in verse 8, he said, he that asketh receiveth. So, and when Jesus was talking in Mark chapter 11 verse 24, he was talking about he was emphasizing on the reason to ask. The world we live today, many live on assumption. Many people thought, once I come to church, once I just bow my head and didn't say anything, once I do my silent prayers, once I speak in tongues alone, you need to let God know what you want him to do. The Bible talks about Esther. Esther prayed and she found favor before the king. Nehemiah prayed. He received favor before the king. When you want to receive the promises of God for your life and family, there is a need for us to ask him. Jesus himself said, anything you ask in my name. So if you refuse to ask anything in his name, it means you may not be able to receive flood of unending favor. God will visit someone with that flood of unending favor in Jesus' name. When you have Lord of unending favor in your life, what will be the result? Supernatural promotion. Supernatural promotion. Genesis 39:21. Favor brings a lot of blessings. Unending favor is uncommon. And uncommon favor brings high promotion. The Bible said this. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Have you seen where a prisoner become a prime minister? That is what unending favor can do. Have you seen where somebody did courtship one day and he married the same day? That is what unending favor could do. Have you seen where someone was appointed a prime minister not by majority vote but by special election? That is what favor can do. Supernatural promotion and increase. Joseph, who was a prisoner in the morning, because of the unending flood of favor, later in the afternoon, he became the prime minister. I don't know what happened to you. I don't know what backside of desert will be forgotten. I don't know who should remember you who has forgotten. But because you are here this morning, I declare over your life and I declare over people concerned, God will open a book of unending favor for you in the name of Jesus. Trust God for him. Your supernatural promotion shall be delivered this week in the name of Jesus. It's only favor that opened that supernatural promotion. You see where a shepherd boy, David, young man, how he moved from the desert to the palace. That is what favor can do. And listen to this. Because Jesus is the same forever. In Malachi 3, he said, I am the Lord, I change it not. God have to help me. Malachi 3:6. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. This same God that have done that for these people, he will do it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor, unending favor, produce supernatural promotion and increase. Number two, he brings restoration of everything the enemy has stolen. If there are things in your life that the enemy has stolen, today, while this service is on, God of restoration will restore to you in the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, the people of Israel, they have served
the
Egyptian. And the day they were supposed to go, God asked them to go and borrow. The people they were borrowing from, they are aware that these people are going. But they gave them more than enough. Restoration. Restoration. You remember what the book of Jude said? He said, I will restore to you what the canker worm, the palmer worm. And he said, My people will eat in plenty and they shall never be ashamed. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. What has the enemy taken away from you? Trust God. Trust Him. I say, impose your trust in Him. He will restore back to you. The people of Israel, they left the land of Egypt and they carried away the wealth of Egypt out of Egypt. What they are owing them for 430 years, they paid them in one day. No one is here this morning. What the enemy has been taken away from you, what the enemy has stored up over the years, before this month end, you are going to get them to the fullness in the name of Jesus. God will open a book of remembrance, a memorial chapter of glory, that all the things that the enemy has stolen shall be restored back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. When this unending favor is in place, what blessings will come next? Number three, it brings honor in the midst of adversaries. It produces supernatural promotion and increase. It brings restoration of everything the enemy has stolen. It brings honor in the midst of adversaries. Exodus chapter 11 verse 3. Exodus 11 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of Egyptians. Moreover, the Bible said, and in the presence of Pharaoh, they got honor among the people. So this particular unending favor bring honor in the midst of adversaries. I pray that in the midst of your adversaries, the Lord will promote you. I didn't hear that amen properly. One story that came to me was the story of Mordecai. When Mordecai was to be promoted, the Bible said the king could not sleep. And he said, bring the book of remembrance. And they brought the book. And he asked, is there anybody in the palace? Incidentally, the archenemy of Jews and the archenemy of Mordecai was there. And he's the second in command of the king. And they brought him in. And he told him, excuse me, second in command, if a king love anyone, what should the king do for that man? The man look at himself. I think the king is referring to me. God will use your enemy to suggest your blessing. And God will use them as a protocol to usher you into your palace. So the man said, anyone the king loves, the farmland in Australia, and the one in Kwara, give it to him. And he said, write it down. He said, the second convoy of the king and the other palace, give it to him. And let him have that flood of cars. Let him have that holiday house. And the king said, write it down. And when they want to say, the king says, don't take the whole kingdom. Please do unto Mordecai all this that I have put down. The man said, what did I hear you say? Your enemy will promote you unknowingly. You remember what Joseph said? You meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. Everything the enemy has wrote to your side, whether they look like a blockage, they will be stepping stone for you for advancement. That day, Mordecai was promoted. So the uncommon favor, unending favor, lot of unending favor, they bring honor in the midst of adversity. And I pray for someone in the house, you will have honor in the midst of adversity. Number four, it produces prominence and preferential treatment. Prominence. Preferential treatment. Unusual kindness. Continuous favor. Esther chapter 5 verse 8. Now this was a slave girl. But because of the unending favor, she found favor before the king. Usually you don't go to the king until you are invited. But this lady, because of the unusual and uncommon favor, she got the blessing. She got the blessing. You will also get your blessing in the name of Jesus. That's why it's very important. I've given you a testimony in this church before that happened under the former province. A pastor preached in a church like this. I think they were talking about breakthrough or something like that. Breakthrough and favor. And he asked them that in 1 week, I believe God will give a car to somebody. Somebody said amen. Just like the amen was very quiet this morning. Yeah, I already have cars. I know you already have cars. But you didn't have 2016. Or do you have that? Nobody say amen.
Amen.
Except one usher. That usher was going home. Because the pastor said, go and price any car of your choice. Because God will give it to you. I'm talking about favor. Favor that doesn't follow due process. The usher, unmarried, a young man, bought a tape, CD of the message. He went to, while he was going, he was moving from Aja down to mainland where he lives. He saw a car shop and he entered there. He looked around. He said, open this one. This guy has only 10 naira in his pocket. But he believed the word of his pastor. So he said, test this one. But there was a one he really zero in. He stood inside the car, opened the AC, put the CD there, and while he was doing that, someone drove in, a prominent person drove in with the girlfriend. They went round and round and round. They find this man and said, "You want to buy this car?" The man said, "Yes, I want to buy." When? The man said, "Now." They went round. The girlfriend didn't have any other car except this one. They went to the dealer.
And
said, "The car that guy, that's what we want to buy." The man said, "The man has been here for over 1 hour. If he doesn't mean business, I don't think he will stay as long as that. Talk to him." They said, "We have talked to him. He insisted that is the car he wants." And the man said, "Well, that's not my business. I am a seller. And I have to give him preference first." In the consumer market, they said the consumer is the king. Which one they said? Customer is the king. And this man came first. So they talked to the man. The man said, "This car is not for sale." He said, "Well, it's not for sale." Okay, the man said, "Well, let's reach a deal. If you will release this car for my girlfriend, go and pick any other car, and I will pay for the two." The man pretended as if he didn't hear. "You want to take my car?" They are like, the man said, "Please, sir. Look, young man. If you release this car for my girlfriend, pick any other car. Look, my check is there. I will pay for this." The man said, "Hmm. You just want to cheat me. Anyway, for the sake of God, because I'm a Christian, and I'm coming from church." The man with 10 naira in his pocket drove out of that garage without paying a dime. Unusual and uncommon favor this particular week shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, number 5, it changes rule. This uncommon and empty favor changes rules. Change regulations. It changes laws, even if necessary, to your advantage. Esther chapter 8 verse 5. The law of the land was changed. The law was revealed because of favor. If they need to change any law or rules in your place of work for you to enjoy the flood of unending favor, it shall be so for you this week in the name of Jesus. Number 6. Unending favor win battle you did not even have to fight. You win the battles you did not even have to fight, because God will fight for you. Psalm 44 verse 3. I really like that you don't need to say no. Is that through thee I'll push down the enemy? Through their name I will tread them under. I mean, through his name, just go on. And number 7. And that's a prayer. Look at it. That one is found in Numbers. Numbers chapter 22, verse 27. Number 6, 22 to 27. Number 6. Look at it. This blessing is sevenfold. This blessing is sevenfold. Look at what favor can do. He said, favor will bring blessing. He said, the Lord bless thee. Favor. He said, the favor will keep thee. The Lord keep thee. Now look at it. Number three. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Number four. The Lord will be gracious unto thee. Number five. The Lord will be with thee. And if the Lord be for you, no one can be against you. That those who are fighting against you, they are wasting their time. Now look at it. Number six. The Lord give thee peace that surpasses understanding. And you see, number seven, the Lord give his name to thee. So when you have this unending favor, I mean, he grants you the most important blessings. The blessing of his presence. You'll be able to live spiritually comfortable life. Supernaturally, you'll be able to demonstrate his wonder. Authority wise, you hold the name and the name will work for you. You will have and live in unending victory. Signs and wonder, miracles and testimonies will be the order of the day in your life. But you are the one to determine whether the favor comes or not. You are the one to command what happens, what God does in your life. Unending favor. Unending favor. Flood of unending favor. Like I've mentioned, those who want to enjoy it, to be born again, you are born again, you must make your heart, align your heart to follow the will of God. This particular morning, God is willing to shower his unending favor. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, Genesis 17, 1, he said, for me, my covenant is certain. But if you open the room to receive, I will give unto you what I determined to give. I don't know whether you want to enjoy unending favor. I don't know whether you want to swim in the flood of unending favor. But God is willing. God is ready. If you are ready, shall we rise up as we pray? And as we pray, I want you to open the chapter of your life and ask him, oh God, open the door of a flood of unending favor for me. Lord, I want to enjoy, especially this particular month beginning, the flood of uncommon and unending favor. Lord, I want to enjoy that flood of grace, the grace that brings unending glory, the favor that brings unending victory. Lord, let it be upon my life. I open up my life to you. I open up my family to you. Lord, I'm not hiding anything. And if there are sins in your life, if there are sins in your life, confess to him. If there is no sins in your life, you don't have anything, tell him, Lord, shower upon me the flood of your ending favor. It is written, the light shineth in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. Therefore, my Father, every darkness around me disappear now in the name of Jesus. Lord, just as you say, let nations come into my light. You told me to arise and shine. From this morning, oh God, let me arise and shine in the flood of your ending favor. In the name of Jesus, let my prayers ascend to you as a sweet incense before the throne of mercy. And as from this day, oh God, let me enjoy that flood of unending favor. Lord Almighty, as I look to you today, let my face be radiant. In the name of Jesus, let my heart swell for joy. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let me enjoy the abundance of following you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, arise, endue me with the splendor of your glory. Endue me with splendor in the name of Jesus. As from this day, oh God, let foreigner come and rebuild the wall of my life. Pray, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. Pray. And from this day, kings and rulers, they will send aid to me by the flood of your ending favor. Show compassion in your favor to me in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that the nations and kingdom will come and serve me by the flood of your ending favor. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that the children of my tormentor will come and bow before me. Oh God, by the flood of your ending favor, let me enjoy what you have determined for me. Thank you, my Father. We bless and praise your name. In Jesus' most mighty name, we pray. I didn't seem to like that. Amen. The amen could also be better. Please, I want to pray for some set of people wherever you are. I just need your hand raised. You are here this morning. You are here to declare for Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Wherever you are, raise up your hand. I will pray with you. Incidentally, I don't have time left. So please, wherever you are, raise that hand up. And please, all shall meet with them wherever they are. And give them whatever you want to give them. Close your eyes, bow your head. You will say, Pastor, pray with me. My life is not totally in agreement with the word of God. I want you to pray with me. Because I need to rejuvenate, renovate my life. Please raise your hand. Let me pray with you. Anyway, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Usher, can you give them whatever you want to give them now? Raise it up properly. I still want to pray with you. Thank you, ma. Thank you. God bless you. Just raise it up. I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'd like you to pray wherever you are. Forgive my sin and give me grace to live after you. Forgive me. Forgive my sin. Give me the grace to live a life that attracts your favor. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me from every deposit of rejection and sin. In the name of Jesus, every evil power of negativism and negative aura, please let your blood remove. Every association that is ministering disfavor into my life, I release myself from it. Pray, my brother, I reject and I repent from any lifestyle that make me to stink in the nursery of God. Lord, baptize me with the spirit of your grace. And let the spirit of supplication and favor come over me. Lord, I reject every spirit of disfavor. I reject every spirit of rejection and every spirit of hatred. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Raise that hand up. I want to pray with you. Father, eternal, thank you for these hands. Those hands that are raised. I command the power of forgiveness of God by the efficacy of the blood of Jesus to forgive and cleanse them. In the name of Jesus. I pray that from today, every indelible mark of sin in your life shall be totally removed. In the name of Jesus, every hand that are raised, your life will not be done anymore. Because your hand is raised above your head, you will be above your peers. You will be above your mates. Those who think that they are higher up than you today, you will be above them. And everyone that say amen with you, iniquity will not be found in their tent. Because you lift up your hand today, the Almighty God will write your name in the book of life. You will serve the Lord for the rest of your years on earth. It will bless your bread and your water, and your eyes will never see evil. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening. I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiry, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.